The good news from the Warriors keeps coming. Three-time premiership winner, Kiwis captain James Fisher-Harris has signed for a four-year deal. Penrith will release him next year. All of this is good. The Warriors CEO Cameron George with us. Cameron, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
A lot of noise around this. For the non-league fan, how big a deal is it? Explain it.
Yeah, look, it's massive. You know, you're dealing with the best player in the world. It was recognised recently for the Golden Boot Award, the Kiwi Test captain, our national Test captain, three-time premiership winner in the last 3 years, wanting to come home and play for New Zealand at home as well as the Warriors and really help this country back in. And, you know, we're just so blessed and lucky that, Penrith have dealt with it so professionally and efficiently, and we're able to announce, you know, James coming home, which we're very pleased about.
And does this, it's the Fenua Blake thing all over again, except opposite. Is there going to be a bit more of that in the league in terms of people want to be where they want to be and you've just got to accommodate that?
Yeah, I think it is, Mikey. Everyone's a human, first and foremost. You've got to take that into account. Everyone's got different circumstances that arise. But look, we, as a footy club, we put a lot of support around players. I think our reputation is very good in that regard. And, you just don't know what people are going through. So, you know, we just take each player on their merits and their situation. And look, at the end of the day, we put a lot of support around them to be here and be happy. And hopefully that helps players and their families out here in New Zealand. But it's great to have, you know, the Kiwis. They want to come home. They know there's a great option here for them.
Yeah, I don't want to be too kumbaya about all this stuff, but there's a bit of a fizz about things now, aren't there? Good news leads to good news leads to good news, doesn't it? There's a sort of a vibe now.
Absolutely. And, we're not ahead of ourselves, mate. We're now focused on Friday night. It's a big job ahead in Wollongong. But, you know, we're all working hard across the organisation. We're not taking it for granted. We've been, you know, on the bones of our asses and a few years ago, and we're just rebuilding, reconnecting, and we just want to be part of the New Zealand community and make them proud, and we do that by winning and being good people, and our brand is really strong, and we've got to retain that confidence in it, and that's by winning footy games. That's all we can do, and that's what we want to do.
Good on you. Cameron George, CEO of the Warriors. When he refers to tomorrow night, it's Dragons, of course, at Wollongong. Dragons are well below us on the table, so mind you, so are Manly. And that was an exciting old business.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.